AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government's latest inflation gauge shows consumer prices 3.5% higher in June than a year ago, but the report also shows prices actually down from May. Meanwhile, Sagamagani reports the Federal Reserve's new chair is promising to crush inflation, but not offering hints on the central bank's next move.
Inflation's a choice.
And once the Fed gets its policies right,
the inflation surge of the last 5 years will be a thing of the past.
In Kevin Warsh's first congressional testimony since becoming chair in May,
the members of our committee have no tolerance for persistently elevated inflation.
But it's a committee sharply divided between forecasting higher interest rates this year, keeping them the same, or even cutting. Warsh is not saying what he prefers. He testified after the government reported inflation fell 0.4% between May and June, mainly due to lower gas prices. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices edged higher today as President Trump backed away from his plan to charge fees in the Strait of Hormuz. He says he's been speaking to leaders in the Gulf region.
Kings and emirs and all of the people that we all know and we all love, and they've been very strong partners. And they said, we'd love to do it a different way. We'd love to invest in the United States with billions and billions of dollars.
After another wave of strikes, U.S. Central Command says it has reimposed its blockade of Iranian ports in response to Iran's attacks on commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The AP's learned ICE officers have been told to suspend most vehicle stops after two deadly shootings in little over a week. And the House has passed a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent, meaning no turning back the clock in the fall. The Senate would also have to pass the bill before it could become law. This is AP News. Mike Kempen on Major League Baseball's All-Star festivities.
This chain right here, yeah, this is a tough chain. Honestly, it's the Home Run Derby champ chain. I don't know if it's coming off tonight and all.
Jordan Walker silenced Philadelphia's Boo Birds by homering on its last six swings.
The pressure, you know, people booing me.
Chasing down Phillies slugger Kyle Schwarber in the final round to win the Home Run Derby. Walker becomes the first St. Louis Cardinal to do so.
I think I just had fun no matter what. Like, every round I was having a good time, you know. As a kid, I grew up, my favorite thing to do playing baseball is in home runs. So when a competition is, you know, dedicated to doing it, I'm going to have fun doing it.
This evening, it's Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. Philadelphia's Christopher Sanchez will start for the National League. Toronto's Dylan Cease will be on the mound for the American League. I'm Mike Kempen.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.